in each of the three Eagles wins early in this 2012 season. The defense has been on the field to seal the deal. Dave Spadaro joined by Eagles defensive tackle Cedric Thornton. And I know that you guys love that, don't you? Being on the field and saying that this game is on our shoulders.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a defensive player, you would love that. You love to have a game on your shoulders. You go out there and show them that you can't run on us, you can't pass on us, and just stop them when it's your time to do it. And I think we did that each game that we stepped out on the field, besides the Arizona game.
Yeah, hey, Cedric, everybody talks about, when we talk about the defensive line, everybody talks about getting up the field and sacks and creating mayhem in the passing game. But I think just as impressive, even more so this year, has been the performance against the run.
Oh, yeah.
Emphasis from Jim on you guys being better against the run?
Oh, he's definitely excited about us being better in the run. He wants us to have more sacks, you know. I mean, who wouldn't want more sacks? But he's excited about the run. He's excited how good we're playing the run. And we're light years ahead of last year. So we just keep getting better every week. And we just thank Coach Wash for believing in us. And thank Coach Wan for putting us in the position that he's put us in.
You got 28 snaps on Sunday night. Listen, a year ago you were a little pup watching from the sidelines, practice squad. What's this experience been like for you?
Oh, it's been a ride. It's been a ride. I have stories for days, but
we got time.
I won't put y'all through that. But I enjoyed it. Last year I sat through and I watched the older guys as they performed and learned a lot from them. And I came in this preseason and I wanted to prove myself, and I did, and it gave me opportunity. And every Sunday I go out on the field and I thank God that they put more faith in me every week. And this week I had 28 snaps with 3 tackles. I mean, I wish I could had a little bit more productivity. But I think I did all right, and I'm enjoying it.
Where do you think you've improved the most from last year? Is there one specific area that?
Technique.
Yeah.
If you go back and look at film, we watch film all the time. Coach Wash even shows us some film of last preseason and this preseason, and it's just technique is getting better and better every week and every day, and I just work on it each week and every day.
Yeah. See, now the reason that Cedric is sweating so much is that he just came off the practice field and
just came out the weight room.
It's not because. Oh, did you come out of the weight room?
Yes, sir.
You know, fans always ask me this. What? Give me the workout you had today. What kind of stuff do you do?
We always have a light workout during the week. We come in and lift on Mondays and we lift on Wednesdays. So you got to get 2 out of the 3 workouts.
But you're not powerlifting, right?
Oh, no. It's just to keep your strength and during the season. I don't know if you know, we play a game every Sunday. And you kind of lose strength, you know, through going out there playing each Sunday. We just try to go in the weight room and lift 2 out of 3 days out of the week. And we just try to keep our strength during the season.
So when you are on the bench... Now, when I'm on the bench, I'm putting up massive weight. All right?
Yeah.
Did I say something funny?
No.
Okay. but you are not, I would imagine you are not up there putting 450 pounds like I do on the bench. I mean, you don't want to get hurt. You just want to stay strong.
Oh, no, I'm not as strong as you lifting 400 on the bench.
That's what I'm looking for, Cedric.
But no, we don't put that as much weight on it. We just try to lift light and just try to keep our strength, like I said. And it's Mr. Berry, he's real good with that. And we just listen to him and just take advantage of every opportunity we have in the weight room.
Have you in the last, I don't know, 6 months or whatever, looked back and said, and looked at film of you when you were first, I don't know, mini camp, whatever, here? I guess it was training camp here because there was no mini camps in your rookie year. And then looked at it now and just compared the kind of player that you are?
Oh, I always do that. And I just thank God because I came a long ways.
Yeah.
When I first came in, everybody was like, there's no way that he's going to be able to make it in the NFL. And since I got that call from Coach Washington coming, the Eagles gave me opportunity. And like I said, I thank God. And I came a long ways from last year, even came a long ways from this preseason. And I'm just continuing to get better. And Coach Washington believes in me. He helps me. And everybody in the defensive line room, the favor of God that's put over my life, they surround me and try to help me, and it's a blessing, and I enjoy it.
How are the Steelers? How deep into the Steelers study are you at this point?
Oh, I just got my iPad back. You know, they put the games on the iPad that we had to study. So now I'm not too far in it. We watched film on them this morning.
But what do they do?
Basically the same thing that they've been doing. They like to run, and you know they got Ben, so he's gonna get around and scramble around the pocket.
Big man.
Expand plays.
Big man.
Yeah, Big Ben.
I mean, when you get out, he is big. I mean, when you get your hands on him, Cedric, you better not just hold on. You better, you know, he's not gonna go down like a little quarterback. He's gonna be fighting you. A big fish.
I'm pretty sure when we play Big Ben, we all want to surround him and collapse the pocket. So once I get my hand on him, he's gonna get Jason Babb and Cullen Jenkins, Fletcher Cox. Their hands are gonna be on him too. So I don't think we have a problem with them. We just try to collapse the pocket and just continue to play the defense that we've been playing and just continue to get better and just continue to get this brotherhood tighter and just step up to the plate.
What's the feeling in the locker room now? How good do you guys feel winning three games in the fourth quarter, being in first place, and keep the ball rolling here?
We feel good, but we kind of have like short term memory, so we put each game that we win, we try to put it behind us, not as if it wasn't a something that we wanted to accomplish, but we try to we know that we have more games and we want to accomplish way more than that. So a win is a win, and we go in the locker room, we acknowledge that we won, and we just come back and practice.
You basically didn't play football all of last year in a game situation. So,
correct.
How different does your body feel right now?
Oh, I got bumps and bruises. I mean,
feels great.
Who doesn't?
It?
But yeah. I feel good. So. Yeah.
Better than not having any bumps and bruises.
It's definitely better than sitting on the sideline watching. So,
how much more growth is there in Cedric Thornton's game?
Oh, plenty more, way more. This is just the beginning, and I'm just happy at where I'm at right now, but I'm not content, and I just want to continue to get better every day, and it's going to happen. Just stick around and watch.
All right, well, big one on Sunday, Pittsburgh Steelers road game. You like going on the road?
Oh, I love it. Yeah. I love it. I love to travel. My first time traveling was actually for the Eagles outside of state. I stayed in Arkansas the majority of my life until I came to Eagles. So I enjoy traveling, and I enjoy playing, and just hope that we continue to win.
And you have no chance really to go sightseeing or anything like that. Pittsburgh's not, there's not,
not
much
too
to
much.
See.
Not too much.
Nah, there's nothing to see in Pittsburgh. Nah. Go ahead and just stay in the hotel and just kick the Steelers' rear ends, and we'll all be good.
Yeah.
Cedric Thornton, we thank you, man. Thanks for coming in the studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.